This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of Brazilians took to the streets Saturday to demand the impeachment of President Jair Bolsonaro, who is facing increasing pressure as the pandemic exacts a devastating toll on his country. In Rio de Janeiro and elsewhere, protesters complained about Brazil's late-starting vaccination program and high unemployment rate, and demanded more emergency aid for poor people grappling with the pandemic. Brazil has suffered nearly 550,000 deaths because of COVID-19, a toll surpassed only by the United States, which has almost 120 million more people. Bolsonaro has been famously dismissive of the health crisis, the need to wear face masks, and lockdown measures to halt the spread of the virus. Out-of-state crews headed to Montana Saturday to battle a fire that injured five firefighters as the West struggled with a series of blazes that have ravaged rural lands and destroyed homes. In Butte County, California, the Dixie Fire continued to burn in rugged and remote terrain, hampering firefighters' efforts to contain the blaze as it grows eastward, becoming the state's largest wildfire so far this year. In a briefing, CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Merrick Fields says that firefighters have a plan and are battling the Dixie blaze.
Yes, we've got a big fire out here, but we're making progress on it. We've still got a lot of work in front of us, but we've got a solid plan, and we're going to pull that off in the next 4 or 5 days.
More than 85 large wildfires were burning around the country as of Saturday, most of them in the western states, and they had burned more than 553,000 hectares of land. This is VOA News.